We need to know our rights. What rights do you have? U.S. Supreme Court Justice William O. Douglas once reminded a group of young lawyers that the guarantees of the Bill of Rights are, quote, not self-executing. We have to continually make them work. As nightfall does not come all at once, Douglas added, neither does oppression. In both instances, there is a twilight when everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is in such twilight that we all must be most aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of darkness. We need to know our rights. What rights do you have? You have the right to remain silent. The Fifth Amendment of the Constitution gives every person the right to remain silent in the face of questions posed by any police officer or government agent. You have the right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure. The Fourth Amendment is supposed to protect our privacy. Without a warrant, government agents are not allowed to search your home or office, and you can refuse to let them in. Know, however, that it is easy for the government to monitor your telephone calls, conversations in your office, home, car, or meeting place, as well as mail. Email is particularly insecure. The government has already begun stepping up its monitoring of emails. Constitutional rights cannot be suspended, even during a state of emergency or wartime. What should you do if agents call you or come to your door to question you? 1. You do not have to talk to the police, FBI, INS, or any other law enforcement agent or investigator. Other than providing your name and address to a police officer who's investigating a crime, you are not legally obligated to talk to anyone on the street, at your home or office, if you've been arrested, or even if you're in jail. If you're driving a motor vehicle, you are required to show your license and registration. Only a judge has the legal authority to order you to answer questions. 2. You do not have to let police or other law enforcement agents into your home or office unless they have a search warrant or arrest warrant. Demand to see the warrant. A search warrant must specifically describe the place to be searched and the things to be seized. If they have a search warrant, you cannot stop them from entering and searching. But you should still tell them that you do not consent to a search. This will limit them to the scope of the search authorized by the warrant. An arrest warrant does not allow them to search your home or office unless you consent to it. Say, "I do not consent to a search," loudly and clearly. Consider having the person named on an arrest warrant go outside rather than letting the police into your home or office. 3. If they do present a search warrant, you have the right to monitor their search activities. You have the right to observe what they do. You have the right to ask them for their names and titles. Take written notes, including their names, badge numbers, and what agency they are from. Have your friends who are present act as witnesses. Give this information to your lawyer. A search warrant does not obligate you to answer questions. Do not give them permission to enter any part of your home or office, but remember that actually interfering with the search is unlikely to stop the search and likely to result in your arrest. This is true even if the search is not legal. 4. If the police or FBI or INS or anyone else tries to enter your home without a warrant, say no. Police and other law enforcement agents are very skilled at getting information from people. Many people are afraid that if they refuse to cooperate, it will appear as if they have something to hide. Don't be fooled. The police are allowed to, and do, lie to you. Although agents may seem nice and pretend to be on your side, they are often seeking information about the habits, opinions, and affiliations of people not suspected of wrongdoing. with the end goal of suppressing political activity that the government disagrees with. Trying to answer agents' questions or trying to educate them about your cause can be very dangerous. You can never tell how a seemingly harmless bit of information that you give them might be used and misconstrued to hurt you or someone else. And keep in mind that lying to a federal agent is a crime. The safest things to say are, I am going to remain silent, I want to speak to my lawyer, and I do not consent to a search. 5. If you are stopped on the street, ask if you are free to go. If you are stopped by the police, ask them why. Remember that their answers may not be truthful because they are allowed to lie to you. Ask, am I free to go? If they say yes, then tell them that you do not want to talk to them and that you are going to walk away. Then do so. If they answer no, then you are being detained. Being detained does not necessarily mean you will be arrested. They are entitled to frisk you. A frisk is a pat down on the outside of your clothing. If they search any further than this, say clearly, I do not consent to a search. They may continue anyway. You do not need to answer any questions if you are detained or even if you are arrested. 6. Anything you say to the police, FBI, INS, etc., can be used against you and others. Once you've been arrested, you cannot talk your way out of it. Don't try to engage the police in dialogue or respond to their accusations. Remember that it is common for them to tell you things that are not true, in order to get you to talk to them. They may pressure you by saying it's unpatriotic not to answer, or that people with nothing to hide would talk. Remember, however, that even innocent people who have done nothing wrong may say things that the government will use against them or other people. This is why the right not to talk is a fundamental right. Lying to the government is a criminal offense, so whatever you do, do not lie. Repeat, I want to talk to my lawyer, to any officer that questions you. 7. If you are nervous about simply refusing to talk, tell them to contact your lawyer. They should stop trying to question you once you announce your desire to consult a lawyer. You do not need to already have one. Remember to get the name, agency, and telephone number of any investigator who visits you, and contact the National Lawyers Guild for help getting a lawyer. What is a subpoena? A subpoena is an order from a judge requiring a witness to come to court to testify. A grand jury subpoena requires someone to testify in front of a grand jury, the body that decides whether or not to proceed against someone who has been charged with a crime. Receiving a subpoena does not mean that you are suspected of a crime. It does mean that someone else has been charged with a crime and that they believe you have some relevant information. If you receive a subpoena, contact a lawyer. It is common for police to threaten you with a subpoena in order to get you to talk to them. Don't be intimidated by this, because even if it does happen, you're better off talking to the court after a subpoena has been issued than talking to any law enforcement officer without one. What is a material witness warrant? A material witness is a person believed to have information that is important to the outcome of a case. Usually, a witness is issued a subpoena requiring them to testify in a court. A material witness warrant is issued when there is reason to believe that the witness will not comply with a subpoena. An example of this is if the judge believes that the person may hide from the police or leave the country. This type of warrant allows the potential witness to be held in jail, even though he or she has not been charged with a crime. Even a material witness warrant does not require you to talk to a law enforcement agent. If you are being threatened with a material witness warrant, contact a lawyer. What if I am not a citizen? The most important thing to do is carry with you at all times the name and number of an attorney who will take your calls. If you are a legal, permanent resident, you should carry your green card as well. Navigating the immigration system by yourself is extremely difficult. Congress is considering new laws that will give INS extra power to swiftly deport people it thinks are terrorists. There are also many laws on the books that INS could decide to use against people it wishes to arrest or detain. As soon as you encounter an INS agent, call your attorney. If you can't do it right away, keep trying. You must assert these rights. The INS will not do it for you. If you do not demand these rights, or if you sign documents waiving your rights, the INS may deport you before you see either an attorney or a judge. 1. As a non-citizen, you have rights. Know and assert them. Based on existing laws, regulations, and INS guidelines, non-citizens generally have the following rights, regardless of your immigration status. You have the right to speak to an attorney before answering any questions or signing any documents. You have the right to call an attorney or your family if you are detained, and you have the right to be visited by an attorney in detention. You have the right to have your attorney with you at immigration hearings with the INS. You do not, however, have the right to a government-appointed attorney, so you must hire one or contact the National Lawyers Guild for help finding one who will represent you for free. If you are arrested or detained, the INS must decide in 48 hours whether to put you into immigration proceedings and whether to keep you in custody or to release you on bond. You have the right to request release from detention even if the INS hasn't said why it wants to deport you. In most cases, you have the right to request release from detention by paying a bond if necessary, or to request a bond hearing before an immigration judge, even if you have not been formally charged with an immigration violation. In most cases, you have the right to a hearing before an immigration judge to determine whether you have violated the immigration laws. Talk to an immigration lawyer before leaving the U.S. Non-citizens may be barred from coming back to the U.S. if they fall into certain categories. And in general, always try to consult with an attorney before talking to the INS, even on the phone. Many INS officers view enforcement, meaning deporting people, as their primary job. They do not believe that explaining immigration options is part of their job, and most will readily admit this. Non-citizens who are victims of domestic abuse should speak with an expert in both immigration law and domestic violence. You do not have to reveal your immigration status. If you have legal immigration status, you may wish to explain this to an INS agent. The questioning may end at this point, but if the INS asks anything about your political views, organizations you belong to, things you have said, where you have traveled, or other questions that seem inappropriate, you do not have to answer them. If you are a foreign national arrested in the U.S., you have the right to call your consulate or to have the police inform the consulate of your arrest. The police must allow your consul to visit or speak with you. Your consul might assist you in finding a lawyer or offer other help, such as contacting your family. You also have the right to refuse help from your consulate. In America, in times of national crisis and in times of war, the Bill of Rights and the civil liberties of people seeking peace and justice are often sacrificed on the altar of national security. Remember, constitutional rights cannot be suspended even during a state of emergency or during wartime. For more information, call the National Lawyers Guild, 415-285-1055, or visit their website at www.nlg.org. To report hate crimes, call the American Civil Liberties Union Hate Crimes Hotline at 415-621-2493, extension 322, or call the Arab and Muslim Community Toll-Free Hotline at 1-877-282-2288. Arabic speakers are available. For further information, contact the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, 202-244-2990, or visit their website at www.adc.org. My name is Peter Coyote.